am I speaking with Samuel?
Yeah, it is Samuel.
Hi, Samuel. This is Kara from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is now an okay time to do your online checkout?
Yes. Give me one thing.
Okay. Samuel, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm walking right now to the wheel. Because that was way back in the show.
Alright, just let me know when you're in front of your computer.
I am.
All right. So the first thing we're going to do is, can you go to www.ondeck.com/checkout? All right, are you on a page asking you to claim your account?
Sign in, it says.
Awesome. Okay, is it asking for your business tax ID?
Yes.
Or do you have it with you, or do you need me to give it to you?
I don't have it with me.
All right, it's 461-595-152.
Okay.
All right, and then I think you just need to enter your zip code, the last four of your social security, and then your birth date.
What is the zip code that you have on file?
It looks like it is 92337.
Okay. Then my last on my social.
And then your birth date.
We are unable to use that information.
Let me see. Do you want to try the zip code of your location address rather than your billing address?
Okay, so what was the tax ID again? 46?
It was 461-595-152. And then the other zip code I have is 92335.
Yeah. Is that your password?
All right, so go ahead and choose a password. Make sure you write it down because this is going to be the password you use to log into your account. Once you've picked your password, let me know.
Yeah, I am here.
All right, so then you just need to go ahead and push that big checkout button. And it should take you to the next page where it asks for some security questions. It's very important you get these security questions correct or we'll get locked out. Let me know if you're having trouble with any of them.
Me account and routing number, primary business ticket.
Yeah, so just the bank account you submitted to Ruben to get your deal approved. Just put that banking info in there.
I don't have it with me.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Give me 1 second. So it looks like the account number I have is 0000000. 0-6-7-6-1-7-2-7-1-6. And then the routing number is 3-2-2-7-1-6-2-7.
It says routing number does not exist.
Okay. So what I have is 3, then 2-2-2-7-1-6-2-7.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now it's asking me confirm bank account number.
Confirm bank account number? Yeah. Did the original number I gave you not work? It was 6 zeros.
Yeah, it just doesn't show. It shows a lot of stars. So if you want to give it to me again to confirm it.
Yeah, so what I have for you is 6 zeros and then 6-7-6-1-7-2-7-1-6.
That was too fast, sorry.
No, it's okay. So it begins with 6 zeros and then the first number is 6-7-6-1-7-2-7-1-6.
Okay.
All right. Are you on the page that lists your terms?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So all you need to do now is just read through the terms, and then once you're ready, push agree and fund at the bottom. Just let me know when you've been taken to the page that says success.
Yeah, I'm reading.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
Thank you.
Okay, successfully checkout completed.
Awesome, you're all two done. Businesses. Yeah, perfect. So you should receive those funds in 2 to 3 business days, and we're all done.
Okay.
Great, thank you. Have a great day, Samuel.
Bye-bye.
Bye.